This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Many people who ordered their Christmas presents via UPS got a nasty surprise yesterday. No presents. The company says the volume of packages exceeded its capacity. Marketplace's Noelle King joins me now to talk about it. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So what happened?
Well, what happened is people shipped a lot of stuff and UPS couldn't really keep up with it. You know, normally when there are big delays like this, it's because of the weather, a snowstorm or an ice storm. And in some parts of the country, weather was a factor, but less so, it seems, than just this overwhelming demand.
How much of this was due to online shopping? Was that a big factor?
Yeah, it probably was. UPS ships packages for Amazon, which is the biggest online retailer. And when people shop online, a lot of them feel comfortable waiting until the last minute. Now, UPS tried to get out in front of the demand. They hired 55,000 part-time holiday workers. They added a whole fleet of trucks and 23 extra planes. But in the end, it wasn't really enough.
And if your package was delayed, what's next? What do you do?
Well, if you order through Amazon, you may get a $20 gift card and a refund on your shipping costs. And UPS is calling in extra drivers today, so hopefully people won't be waiting too much longer.
Marketplace's Noelle King, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.